Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Our guest today is Fred Parada, an entrepreneur and travel junkie who co-founded the luggage company Tortuga Backpacks. As a frequent traveler and tech startup consultant, Fred has tested dozens of travel apps, and today he's going to share his favorites and tell us which ones to use to make our travel paperless and pain-free. So welcome, Fred.
Thanks for having me, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure, and yes, make my travel pain-free. I hate when you're looking for your itinerary somewhere and you can't find it and you lost it, don't know what your plane number, flight number is, or anything like that. So tell us a little bit about why you came up, why you started testing these apps, and of course, what some of these best apps are to help you save money.
Sure. I've been working in the travel industry for a few years, and I live in San Francisco, which is definitely the hub of technology and startups and a lot of these app companies. So I'm constantly hearing about them or being pitched on them. So I love to try them out when I'm traveling. And like you said, get rid of some paper and avoid using my printer and avoid losing something, because that's almost inevitable when you travel. So found some apps that are a good shortcut when you're traveling.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the good apps for airfare, for flights?
Sure. So one of the things I would recommend is whatever airline you're flying on, to check if they have an app. Most of the major ones do, and that's a great way to accomplish most of the basic tasks you need to do. So checking in for your flight the day ahead, or using a mobile boarding pass, which is really nice. You don't have to print out your pass, remember where it is, find it in all your pockets at security. You can just pull out your phone and they can scan it right there, just like they would a piece of paper. That's a really easy way to accomplish most of the big tasks. And if you're looking to book some flights, I recommend Skyscanner. A lot of people might not have heard of it, but it's a pretty big site in Europe and similar to Kayak in the States. But it lets you search for flights across all the major carriers and all kinds of other sites, and has a lot of good options for you to be able to customize what you're doing, so you can find a cheap flight and do it very quickly and easily from your phone.
So Skyscanner, okay, great. Now,
yep.
Once you have gotten your flight and once you're aboard the plane, of course, you're going to turn off your cell phones, right? but now I think they're stopping that, right? Aren't you allowed to be on your cell phone now on the plane?
It's starting to change. Very slowly starting to change.
Changing the culture, technology. There you have it. So, and of course, we always know where our phone is, right? This is, if you might not know where your child is, but you might know where your phone is for some people. No, I'm just kidding. I don't recommend that at all whatsoever. But we do know a lot of times the phone has become another appendage for us. So having everything accessible there, you're right. It's less likely to be lost than it is in a smushed up, pocket or something like that. So now what about hotels?
Yeah, apps are also good for hotels and probably even better than flights, right? Because typically when you're looking for a flight, there's a lot of variables and factors. You might want to change it by a couple days. Maybe you'll save, $100 or something by doing that. But with a hotel, you're typically locked into your dates roughly, and you just need to pick the hotel itself. So less options tends to work really well on mobile, because then you can just do it and book it with just a couple taps. So one that I would recommend, aside from most of the big hotel booking sites have their own apps, but I would also recommend one called Hotel Tonight. And the thing that's really interesting about them is that they're all about last minute bookings. So it's great if you're on a trip and need to add a day to the end and extend your trip a bit, or if your plans suddenly change, or maybe you just want some inspiration for a random weekend getaway. It's awesome for that. So the way it works is every day at noon, you can log into the app and they'll show you kind of a short list of hotels in your city, or you can search for other cities if you want to do some traveling. And The trade-off that they make is instead of giving you hundreds of options, they just limit it to maybe 3 to 10 hotels or so. And you don't have to shift through all of the sketchy neighborhoods and rundown places. They just have good ones. So you can find a budget hotel if you're on a budget, or you can find a really fancy place that's being offered for a discount. So all the hotels in there, because it's last minute, they do give you a deal on them. So sometimes that can be 50-75%, and that might be enough inspiration to get you to go on a little sudden trip.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell my sister-in-laws about this app because they always wait to the last minute to go and find their hotel. Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Chicago. Wait, when do we want to do this? This weekend? Okay. So, but that makes a lot of sense.
If you have the tolerance for that kind of risk, you can save some money. Obviously, there are downsides to it, but that's one of the upsides.
Well, you know what, Fred? I think a very important point that I want to reiterate is that you don't have to worry about the sketchy neighborhoods. Anytime that you're on some of these large websites while you're trying to plan a trip, you're looking for hotels, you don't have any idea the landscape a lot of the time, so where you're going. So I think that's really important to point out that with this hotel tonight, you don't have to worry about getting stuck in a place that might not be as family friendly or maybe just a little too seedy for your liking.
Exactly.
So,
and when you're on your phone, it's really hard to read a dozen reviews to get a sense of the place. So you need someone that can do some of that legwork for you.
Right. Now, what about apps beyond the planning stage? How can some travel apps help you after you've arrived at your destination?
Well, my favorite for that is Foursquare. So they started out as an app where basically anywhere you were at, a restaurant, a bar, what have you, you could check in and then your friends could see where you were and you could see where they were, which was, I think it creeped a little bit, creeped some people out, but it was interesting for other people. But Foursquare's evolved to now it's a great way to find stuff to do around you. So you can pull up the app and you can see if you're looking for something specific, like a Thai restaurant, you can search for that and you can see ones nearby. You can see them on the map, how expensive they are, what the ratings are. And then people can also leave tips. So in addition to just seeing which restaurant to go to or which museum to visit, you can also see more specific information like what dish to order at that restaurant or what exhibit to check out at that museum. And the nice thing is that Foursquare is it's not used just by people visiting the city. It's also used by people who live there. So you can really get that insider up-to-date information instead of using TripAdvisor or something like that that might be more outdated or all the information is just from other visitors. This will get you that local info. And
all right,
the
very
other
cool.
one I'd recommend, I would also recommend there are a couple great apps for getting around. So if you're in a foreign country or something like that, you know, a lot of times people are worried about getting ripped off by cab drivers. So I would check out, there are two apps to check out here. One is called Halo, H-A-I-L-O, and the other is called Uber. But they both do pretty similar things. They let you request a car, if it's a taxi or a private car, in the case of Uber, and then also pay for that ride through the app. So you don't have to worry about someone trying to rip you off or being a lousy driver or anything like that. You can do everything right through your phone and don't even have to use cash to pay for it. They can take it right off of your credit card.
Very cool. So we have Skyscanner for the flights. We have Hotel Tonight for the hotels. And then we have Foursquare as well as Uber and Halo for getting around and figuring out where you want to go. And I love the name Halo. That was very nice. Very ingenious. I like the pun. Very good. So wonderful, Fred. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you joining us today. You've given our listeners a ton of really good information about travel apps so that when they are planning their next trip or maybe just on the fly, something spontaneous, they'll know that they're taken care of with some of these apps that they can easily access on their phone. They don't need to worry about the paper. They don't need to lose anything. They'll have it right there with them. So I'd like to remind our listeners, though, if you would like to learn more about Fred Parada and his company, Tortuga Backpacks, you can do so at the website, tortugabackpacks.com. And that's T-O-R-T-U-G-A, Tortuga Backpacks. www.appsir.com. So thank you, Fred. I really appreciate you joining us and for all of your insight.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Stacey.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.